Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. Today, we're going to talk about that Jesus only did miracles for believers. Now, this verse is Matthew 13, 54 to 58. NIV. Coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? They asked. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't he his mother Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own hometown and in his own home. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Okay, Jesus calls himself a prophet. That's interesting. And notice, he was never considered a hometown hero, in spite of the fact he was God's son. In fact, his abilities offended them. So don't feel bad if you aren't honored and respected around the home folks. But I want to focus for a minute on this miracle thing. This actually says Jesus limited his miracles around the hometown folks, and we even know the exact reason he did this. It was because of their lack of faith. You see, small faith or no faith limits miracles. Do you need a miracle? Is your faith small? Do you think that only happened in the New Testament? Great faith increases miracles. Next time you need a miracle, try believing it will come and then see what happens. Now, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would wager that if you told these people that their own lack of faith was the reason Jesus didn't do many miracles there, they would have been offended at that. I believe they would have said, we have lots of faith. We're children of Abraham, but miracles only happen in Moses' time. You see, some are making the same mistake today. Miracles you're talking about, Steve, they only happen in Jesus' time. They're making that same mistake. They say, prayer plus action today, like staking a property, won't make a difference. And for them, it won't. It's like saying, I'll pray, but it won't help. Then don't pray, because it won't help. Look at James 2, 20 to 22. Abraham's actions made his faith complete. See, we need to pray and believe, stake and expect, then see what God does. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to focus on changing your mindset to believe and expect miracles in your own daily life. You might pray like this. Lord, forgive me for limiting your miracles in my life because of my lack of faith. Train me to trust your ability to do miracles even in today's modern world. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.